Good morning. Frigid air continues to sweep in on the heels of a gusty northwest wind, and most everyone is starting within a couple of degrees of the zero mark early this morning, but with winds at times over 15 to 20 miles per hour with higher gusts, wind chill values are well below zero. Skies are starting off partly cloudy, and clouds will tend to mix in with sunshine throughout the day, with the chance of a few flurries way out in the Mohawk Valley and western Adirondacks and closer towards central New York, where some accumulating snow could occur downwind of Lake Ontario. The rest of interior New York and New England will be dry, windy, and cold today, with high temperatures only reaching about 10 to 15 degrees, and wind chill values will be below zero all day long. Frigid again tonight, with mostly clear skies, low temperatures will largely go to between 0 and 10 below, and once again, wind chill values will be between 10 and 30 below overnight and through sunrise on Saturday. With high pressure in control, the wind will slacken off a bit during the day Saturday, and it will be mostly sunny and a bit more comfortable, but still very cold, with highs between 15 and 20, and wind chill values between 0 and 10 above. Another night below zero Saturday night and Sunday morning. On Sunday afternoon, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as highs reach back into the lower 20s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a developing storm in the Ohio Valley, which will transfer its energy toward the East Coast on Monday. Skies will become mostly cloudy, and there is the chance of some snow by the end of the day Monday, especially along the coast, with highs in the upper 20s. At this point, as the storm tracks up the coast, the exact strength and track of the storm will determine what we get here in interior New York and New England. Right now, it looks like the heaviest snow will be in southernmost New York and New England, with lighter amounts as one heads away from the coast. But this could certainly change with the storm track as we get closer to the middle of next week. Highs on Tuesday will be in the upper 20s. Blustery leftover snow showers either way on Wednesday, upper 20s, and mostly sunny in the lower 30s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an ongoing heavy precipitation event continues across the central and southern parts of California as an atmospheric river swings through the area. Up to 12 inches of rain has already fallen across coastal sections, with more than 4 feet of snow across the central Sierra. The focus for heavy rain will shift to coastal sections of Southern California in the next 24 hours. Up to 3 inches of rain is expected to fall here, with locally higher amounts. Flash flooding and debris flows will continue near recent burn scars as soil cannot retain much rain in a short amount of time. Meanwhile, heavy snow is expected to continue for a bit longer across the central and southern Sierra Nevada, and widespread additional accumulations of over a foot are expected. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with light snow showers, drifting snow, and freezing fog, 22 below zero, with a northwest wind at 45 gusting to 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 1 degree, the dew point 10 below. 59% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 gusting to 29 miles per hour, producing a wind chill of 17 below zero, and the barometer at 30.13 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 78 degrees at Hollywood and West Kendall, Tamiami, Florida, to a low of 33 below zero at Ely, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and windy, lower 20s. Boston, partly sunny and windy, with a few snow showers near 20. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy, with a few snow showers and highs around 20 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 24 degrees, the low 9, the average temperature 17, that's 6 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 12.1 inches for the month, which is 4.2 inches below normal, and 39.5 inches for the year, which is 6.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 54 set in 2002 and the record low 10 below zero in 1885 and 1925. Sunrise this morning 7:12 a.m. Sunset this evening 5:05 p.m. 9 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few snow showers today and highs in the single digits. Partly cloudy and windy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the upper teens to around 20. Mostly clear and windy tonight, near 5 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with a few snow showers today and highs near 10 above. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, 0 to 5 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the lower to mid-teens. Partly cloudy and windy tonight, 0 to 5 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the lower teens. Partly cloudy and windy tonight, 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit less wind, though still cold, 15 to 20. Below zero Saturday night and Sunday morning. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds late Sunday, lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow well to the south on Monday, upper 20s. Snow likely Monday night and Tuesday, especially in the southern half of New York and New England. Breezy in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy, windy, scattered snow showers, upper 20s Wednesday. And mostly sunny, lower 30s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.